Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's You Up with Nikki Glaser. Little bite-sized editions, little hits of pod, if you will. I know I will. Just take a little hit of pod. Why not? Thank you all so much for listening. To those of you who listen daily, that's so cool to me that you make time for this or that you look forward to it in any way. I try to make it a super kind of special broadcasting experience. It's definitely different than anything else I do because it's just turned into this rambling monologue. But whether or not I ramble or whether or not it's really funny or however I feel about it, you guys continue to send me really nice notes about it and tell me that it makes you feel connected. So I'm just like picturing you listening right now, and it warms my heart that you care to listen and that this is somehow soothing. I think maybe I'll try to talk in a more soothing voice. Does this disturb you that I can switch this easily, or do you enjoy it? I realize that I do different voices for every kind of voiceover thing that I do. This one, I don't know that I use it ever, but I do the voice of Dave Matthews Band Radio on Sirius XM, channel 176, for those of you who have it. Which, why don't you have it? You can get Sirius XM right now, premium. Like, they've never once given away premium, like, all their channels. It's actually a big news item that's going around. Howard Stern announced it, but through May 15th, you can get free ass Sirius Premium with Howard and everything. And I know you're like, I don't listen to Howard. Give him a listen. He's just like my show, which you're already going to listen to because you're going to get it. His is one that you can just drop into, and you don't, if you feel left out, you're like, oh, I haven't heard him in years. You can really join at any time and feel right away, like a part of the conversation. So I really recommend getting it now. Now, how do you do that? All you got to do so that they know you went from me, SiriusXM.us/NikkiGlaserSXM. That's SiriusXM.us. No com. No one gets to come here. Don't even think about coming. SiriusXM.us/NikkiGlaserSXM. And I will be posting that later in my socials somewhere for you to find if you don't want to go back and listen to it again. But you could put right now, you could press a little 15-second back button that you have on your app and you could hear it again. SiriusXM.us/NikkiGlaserSXM. Oh, what's been going on with you guys? I'm doing the voice of Dave Matthews Band Radio, which has been great. They asked me to do it about a month ago or maybe a few weeks ago, before this thing all popped off, and I turned it down because it's a lot of work. It's not a lot of work, but it's work to do the voice of Dave Matthews Band Radio. And it's just not something that I wanted to add to my workload right now. And my voice, you know, suffers when I'm working so much. But now that I'm not working a lot, they emergency needed some lines, even though I turned down the job. They're like, can you just do like two lines and we're going to find someone else for the voice. And I go, you know what? Let me pick back up where I left you off and tell you that kind of need the work right now. It's not like good money by any means. I wish it were. I mean, obviously I wish it were, but it doesn't need to be. It's super easy. But what I was going to say for that is I do my voice for Dave Matthews, which has been produced by Ari Fink, a guy who produces Dave Matthews Band Radio. He worked with me on my like voice because I got the job because I begged for it and they gave it to me. And then I didn't really know what I was doing. But over time I've learned I'm probably not the best that they could get. But first of all, my voice is recognizable. That's smart to do. And I love Dave Matthews. So I'm going to give it my all. And there's going to be a tone of fandom that comes through in my vocal tracks. So like I'll have like live from the gorge. That's my Dave Matthews. Live from the gorge. I try to make it gorge. I try to make it sound a little bit stoner. So that's always my intent before I go into those sessions. I kind of like talk like this a little bit so that I just get into this sound like, well, and then it's like this on Sirius XM 176. The thing about voiceover that you don't realize is like You have to make yourself sound fucking ridiculous so that it sounds normal. Because otherwise, when you watch things on TV, the voiceovers, if you really think about someone talking in a booth like that, it's ridiculous. The creamy whipped sensation of chocolate mousse. Like, no, you're just like, no one talks like that in real life. But it doesn't stand out in commercials because it's so normal. But when you're doing voiceover, you're like, I sound ridiculous. And then you hear it and you're like, no, I needed to. Now my voice for Blind Date is like, on Blind Date, did it? Like, I do that for like the intro and stuff. But generally it's like, Jasmine wants to get to know Mark, and they will when they get inside the hot tub. Like, it's a little bit more jazzy and sassy. I don't know. That one will take on a life of its own. I think the earlier episodes, I probably sound completely different than the later ones. I'm still learning how to do voiceover. I do want to get great at it because it's something that will take me into my, like, older years. My dad has an incredible set of pipes still. That sounded sexual. Didn't enjoy the way that came out, but he's still like, you guys have heard him. He sounds like amazing. So I want to retain it because that's a job old glazed dog can take throughout the future pandemics. I did the radio show today. It was a great one. You got to listen in. Ian Fidance and Lizzie Cooperman. So funny. On Monday's episode of the podcast, of this podcast, we always do this podcast. If you're just joining and you're a new listener, it used to be a weekly one where on Mondays we dump clips from the show on you, or really whatever I want it to be. But now, what has it turned into? I don't even know. Just a way to connect, a way to stay relevant. But it feels really good. I just took a nap. That felt great. Been taking daily naps, just really leaning into naps. And I don't feel bad about it, you guys. I got to be honest. I just don't feel... I mean, this one I kind of did feel bad because my mom kind of gave me some shit afterwards. Just slight shit. Not like the very, like, a sprinkling of shit. Whereas when I used to live here and sleep all day, it was a different matter. That being said, it was probably of concern the way I used to sleep. But I actually wanted to update you guys because I know we talked about yesterday. I don't want to pretend like this is a dialogue. I know you guys aren't talking, and I like it that way. You know I'm playing. You know I love you. What's that from? Do you guys know what that's from? Ladies, you know I'm playing. You know I love you. That is from Eminem does this. It's the song, You Don't Want to Fuck with Shady, because Shady will fucking kill you. He talks about hating women the whole song. And then at the end he goes, I'm just playing, ladies. You know I love you. And it's like, you sure? Because you just kind of vividly described brutalizing a woman who's the mother of your child. So, you sure? But then for some reason, it does make you feel better. It makes me feel better. So anyway, I tweeted yesterday that, I can't even find it because I erased it. Should I do a TikTok dance in the kitchen with my dad or murder suicide? And it did really well. Thank you all for maybe going in. It did exceptionally well. I'd give it a fucking solid B. And then someone messaged me and said, what did they say? They said, thank you for being a human Xanax for me. You've been a source of helping me during panic attacks, Xanax withdrawal, and really bad depression. So thank you for all the podcasts, late night appearances, Netflix specials, da-da-da-da-da. Just a heads up, though. Be careful with the murder-suicide posts. And then, like, a laughing emoji. When I used to be a raging alky, I guess I made a video on here and joked about how I'd sooner kill myself by shoving JonBenet's tibia down my throat than see Independence Day 2 again. Independence Day 2 again. I don't know why I can't say Independence Day 2. Independence Day 2 again. The next morning, I headed out to see a man about a dog. That means shitting. When you go, I'm going to go see a man about a dog. Doesn't that mean you're going to shit? Or, okay. But he said he headed out. And when I got back home, there was essentially a SWAT team waiting for me. Someone, apparently from the band I used to work for, knew where I lived, called 911, said I was suicidal, and then the cop showed up at my house to do a wellness check. It's a whole big circus. Apparently, law enforcement takes suicide threats seriously. Okay, well, that's honestly the apprehension I think I had in posting it, was that someone might take me seriously like that. So, glad no one did. Thank God. I erased the tweet. I don't want anyone to think that I was really going to kill my dad and then myself, because in lieu of doing a TikTok dance, I'm like, listen, SWAT team, the people voted. I asked which one I should do, and the feedback majorly was like, you should kill yourself and your dad instead of doing a TikTok dance. Again, I am joking right now. Please don't SWAT my house. That would be the worst thing ever right now. If you got swatted, I'd just be like, please, 6 feet distance. I'm sure they'd respect that. What else is going on? I'm reading a book I really recommend, Glennon Doyle's Untamed. It's a little intense, but listen, kind of need it right now. I need a little injection of look inside yourself, bitch. That's what that book is saying. Look inside yourself. Why haven't you cried? Why aren't you feeling your feelings? Why are you using this means to get people to like you? Why are you using this thing to get people to like you? What do you truly want? If any of those questions kind of resonate with you, this book is like shaking you until you start facing the facts. I'm a little exhausted reading it, honestly, because it's asking a lot of me. It's really not asking a lot. It's just asking you to feel your feelings. She does this like reading this prompt at the end. I think it was a prompt. I marked it because I'm like, I gotta get back to this, but I want to. You ever like reading a self-help book and they're like, now go do this exercise, and you're like, but I want to keep reading more. I want the next section. I'll go back to that one when I'm ready, but like, and then you never go back to it. Let's see. Did I even mark it? Bookmarks. Yes. Oh, no, I didn't. Fuck. Well, guess I'll never go back and do the exercise. I think it was something about, like, what is your most, if you can imagine your life as the most true and beautiful that it can be. Let's see. True. Let's look for the word true. True and beautiful it can be, then what would it be? And so you have to, yeah, true. You can't imagine a story. Try to imagine the story for yourself that is nothing could be truer or more beautiful. And you describe your life as the most true and beautiful it could be, which I guess is a great question because the true part keeps you in reality. And I mean, her whole point is that our imaginations, we always kind of disparage imagination, like, oh, your fantasy is like, it's kind of lofty, it's ridiculous. But we've actually, like, that is what our truth is, and that we've been kind of brainwashed into thinking that that's not to be had, and that whatever we're currently living is good enough. I was talking about this on the show earlier. Like, everyone I talk to is like, I'm so glad I'm here for the pandemic. And I'm like, I think that's just a survival mechanism, that wherever you are, you're just like, I'm glad I'm here. When really, where else could you be? You don't even let yourself imagine it because you don't want to feel like you're not reaching your potential. So you kind of convince yourself, this is good enough. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't know. I really recommend this book because it gets you to just, it's a good book to read right now, because when we get out of this quarantine, like, I know that I want to feel super motivated and super, not motivated, but I just want to feel good about myself and about the world and centered. And I feel like this book is a great step in that direction. Almost in the same way meditation is, therapy, all those things. So if you want to read it with me, I just started. Download the sample. You can download it on your phone. Like I told you yesterday, make the font the second to biggest it can be. I know you're going to feel like an old granny, but I swear to God, it makes you read faster because your eyes don't need to scan. So you read super, super duper fast. And then just start reading and let me know what you think. Glennon Doyle's Untamed. Everyone's reading it. I'm not alone here. That's all I have for today, guys. I got to go, but we'll hear you. I say that every time. Let's just start saying that. We'll hear you tomorrow on the podcast. It's a Hit a Pod with Nikki Glaser and Squirt Squirt. As always, jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.